This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.
Over 20 Pennsylvanian children were sickened by lead found in applesauce pouches. Meanwhile, the University of Pennsylvania is raising tuition, among other things. In a turn of events, One Utilities is lowering rates. And this is the absolute best city for takeout, baby. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Over 20 children in Pennsylvania have been sickened by lead-tainted applesauce pouches, reports PennLive. This podcast has previously reported on the applesauce pouches, which are under the brands Wanna Banana, Schnucks, and Weiss, which, as of the recording of this episode, have sickened nearly 470 children across the country. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration found that the lead came from ground cinnamon originally from Sri Lanka and then provided by an Ecuadorian company, cinnamon that showed a lead contamination over 200 times higher than what the FDA allows. The FDA is recommending that people receive blood tests for themselves and their kids if they suspect they've consumed these recalled products. The University of Pennsylvania is raising tuition by 3.9%, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. This increase was born of a vote taken last Thursday by the school's trustees and bumps up the price of tuition, fees, standard room and board, and meals. In total, it'll cost $87,860 to attend Penn for the 2024-25 academic year. Tuition was also raised last year by 4%, although Penn said in a statement that it's increasing its financial aid budget by 4.5% too. On a rare flip side to that, UGI Utilities, Inc. is decreasing its natural gas rates, states the Times leader. The utilities, which operates in 46 counties throughout the state, decided to drop these rates by 3% as of this past Friday, taking customers' monthly bills down from nearly $94 to a little over $91. Says Chief Regulatory Officer Paul Skiesman, quote, "This rate decrease follows a significant drop in December and is benefiting our customers during the winter heating season." Fast food has become the surprise hot topic of 2024, with soaring prices and that recent Wendy's scandal sparking observations over how it's actually not the cheap way to get some grub it once was, says PennLive. In kind of a branch off of that idea, Betway decided to look into 50 U.S. cities to find out which had the best takeout environment. Philadelphia topped that list. Philly got stellar marks from every fast food metric the study analyzed cities on, from the average cost of pizza to the number of burgers joints. Baltimore came next in second place, and then Nashy Nashville in third. That wraps up today's episode. For even more news, drop by PennLive.com. Also, please don't forget to rate this podcast and to email me at todayinpa@PennLive.com with any thoughts you may have. Thanks in advance, and of course, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll chat tomorrow for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.